This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the 33, shotgun from McCord. Empties the set with motion. Looks left. Fires left. The pass intercepted up the sideline. Comes a man with the football. And that is Rashad Files for a pick six. Just stepped in front of Trebor Peña and said, I'm out of here.
Third and 11. Back is McCord. Throws that pass.
Intercepted with the football running down the field left side. Kyle Lewis still on his feet at the 25-20, 15-10. He's into the end zone for the second pick six of the day.
This is unbelievable.
Wow. This defense, these Sharks are eating.
First and 10, the Cuse at their own 38. Decent field position to start this drive for McCord. He wants to throw it on first down.
Middle screen, it's intercepted on a tip. The Panthers have it, running down the right sideline. Brian Lovelace, he's at the 10, the 5, and into the end zone. A trifecta of pick sixes for the Pitt Panthers in this game.
All three linebackers, too.
Kyle McCord, you know, I got a ton of respect for him as a football player. You guys heard me say that on Monday. That's a good quarterback that has had a ton of success. But he just, played the wrong team tonight.
They threw it to the wrong team a lot. Pat Narduzzi talking about Kyle McCord. Kyle McCord threw five interceptions, and we could sit here and we could poo all over Kyle because he didn't play well, and that's an understatement. You got to give credit to the Pitt defense. The linebackers have gotten better and better as the season's gone on. So has Narduzzi's defense, and here they are sitting at 7-0. Was that Kyle McCord out there yesterday, or was that Paul Crewe from the longest yard who was accused of point shaving? Did Kyle McCord have Syracuse, or did he have Pitt last night? You joke, you kid. You don't want to get the young man in trouble, but my God, he was awful, and Pitt's defense swarming. Pitt's defense as elite as it's looked all season long, something Doran and I had discussed. The defense wasn't great in the early going, but we knew that Pat Narduzzi would figure it out defensively because guess what? He always does. Now, if you've listened to the show for longer than 15 seconds, you know that I am not a Pitt fan. And I think that gives me a unique opportunity today to talk to Pitt fans and to ask you all, what do you want to see the rest of the way? 412-928-9370. This is a team that won three games last year. They were one of the worst teams in Power 5. So they get rid of Cignetti. They bring in Cade Bell. Eli Holstein comes in and has looked like the truth, though hasn't been great the last two games. We'll get into that a little bit later on in the hour. They've already doubled up and then some last year's win total. Is the rest gravy for you? 412-928-9370. What constitutes a successful season at this point now for Pitt? 412-928-9370. I ask this because prior to the year, I sat here across from my guy, Doran Dickerson, from our friend Pat Bostic, and I asked, if Pitt goes 6-6 and beats West Virginia, is that a successful year? Both guys kind of hemmed and hawed, but said, yeah, they would take that. Then I asked, would you sign for that in blood? 6-6, doubling up last year's win total and beating your rival in West Virginia. And they went, they wouldn't go that far, but they kind of went that far. Three wins last year. Three. It looked bad. They weren't competitive down the stretch. They beat Louisville. That was nice. Apart from that, nothing. It looked like Narduzzi could be on thin ice, the program in shambles at a time when you need to win. Winning begets winning. You've got conference realignment. You need money to pour in from an NIL standpoint. You're going to have to pay $20 million to the players, which means you need the financial backing of the fan base. Three wins. That's bad. One of the worst Pitt seasons ever. Period. So 6-6, getting to a bowl, beating your rival, I think coming into the year would have been good enough for a lot of Pitt fans. Get your feet under you, and then bang, build from there with a head coach that you trust who had won the ACC, who had won 9 games the year prior. You needed to get your feet back under you. Well, now they've done that, and .. 7 wins already. Bowl eligible already. An ACC championship could be in the not-so-distant future. What do you want to see from Pitt the rest of the way? If I were a fan, it's not like you want to see him go out and lose to SMU, go out and lose to Clemson, anything like that. But if I were a Pitt fan, boy, I'd be happy today. And even if they lost a couple of games down the stretch, even if they wound up at 9-3 and not playing for an ACC championship, knowing that Eli Holstein's going to be around, knowing that Cade Bell is probably going to be around, this could be the infancy, this could be the year before the year, I think pretty much I'm good. Now, expectations change as information changes. I say that all the time. As information changes, so too should opinion. The expectation coming into the year was, can you get to bowl eligibility? Well, now the goals change. The goalposts move, right? Or don't they? I don't know. I'm asking you at 412-928-9370. I want to talk to Pitt fans today. I want to know what you're hoping for the rest of the way and what you think the goal should be for this team now, or at least the goal in your mind. 412-928-9370. Pitt, the only FBS team in the last 25 years to return 3 interceptions for touchdowns in the first half of a game. So they made history last night. They also haven't been 7-0 since Dan Marino was taking snaps. So it's been a great season. It could be a magical season depending on where things go. 412-928-9370. What is the goal? Is the season already a success? How are you viewing things, Pitt fans? Again, 412-928-9370. This is the first time, I think, we've started a show with Pitt. We are the flagship, but it's a Steelers town. We get data. We know what moves the needle. We know when people are listening, what makes them listen, what keeps them around. I also know that the games this year on the radio side with Hillgrove and Bostic and Doran and Larry Richard, the numbers are through the roof because of the way the team's playing. The last couple of times we would have led the show, and maybe it happened without me here when Pitt won the ACC in 2021, but I wasn't here. When Pitt was left out of the NCAA tournament last year, I was going to lead the show with that. But that weekend, the Steelers traded for Justin Fields and moved on from Kenny Pickett. So that became the story. Right now, I think Pitt's the story. The football spotlight on them. The Steelers don't play until Monday. We're coming right off of a Pitt victory. They're 7-0. They have a chance to win the ACC. So you have to lead with them, I think. And if you want us to continue talking about Pitt, you better blow up the phone lines at 412-928-9370. What is the goal now? Is the season already a success? Do they need to win the ACC? Do they need to play for the ACC title? What do you think, Pitt fans? 412-928-9370. It's a remarkable turnaround. You've seen it from time to time in college football. We're seeing it a little bit this year. Vanderbilt in the top 25. Indiana having one of the best seasons in school history with a Cignetti, ironically, Pittsburgh guy. West Virginia grad. Got to throw that in there. Wish he was my coach. They were terrible. Last year, he comes in undefeated. I think about what happened at TCU a couple of years ago. They're 5-7. They move on from their head coach. New guy comes in, they play for a national championship. It's been done, but it's few and far between. To go from a 3-9 outfit to one that you would have to say has an inside track now to go to the ACC championship game. If not, they're third behind Miami and Clemson with a chance to beat Clemson at home, I might add. It's nothing short of miraculous, and Pat Narduzzi deserves an awful lot of credit. Pat Narduzzi is old school, man. He wants to run the football. He wants to play defense, great defense, and he's had a ton of success doing just that. It didn't work last year at all. So you get rid of the OC who you're comfortable with, who you've had success with in the past, in the Pitt program, and you go to this young whiz kid who says, time of possession, be damned. Yes, we'd like to run the ball, and they've been successful doing that, but we're going to throw the darn thing all over the yard. We're going to play modern offense. We're going to slang that rock. If it takes us 16 seconds to go five plays and score a touchdown, we're going to do it, and maybe it'll lead to the defense's tongues hanging out by the end of the night, but you know what? We're going to win ball games. That takes a lot of guts for Pat Narduzzi to do, to change his stripes on the fly, to understand that 3-9 with this proud fan base isn't going to cut it. He deserves a lot of credit. He's got to be uncomfortable. He wants to win time of possession. Now, last night you throw out when you have five interceptions, three of them go back for touchdowns, you're not going to possess the football. That's not the way that it works. It was 42-18 in favor of Syracuse. When they throw it to you that many times, you're just simply not going to be on the field offensively. But they've not been a great time of possession team this year, and that's by design. But it does have to make Narduzzi uncomfortable. He threw out everything he likes to do offensively, basically, because he wanted to win football games. That's what great coaches do. There's not one way to skin the cat. There's many different ways to win football games. If it wasn't working, change it. He hired a chihuahua who runs around yipping yapping. Have you ever heard Cade Bell talk? His energy is infectious. So Narduzzi deserves credit. This defense has gotten better now in these last couple of games. This is a team, I think, on an upward trajectory. But Pitt fans, I want to hear from you. What do you expect? What's good enough? How have the goals moved from the start of the season to right now? Open phones the entire first hour. 412-928-9370. Mike in South Point, others on the hold. We'll get to you when we come back. It's a day, I think, a celebration for Pitt fans. Just how happy are you? 412-928-9370.
Dom, are the Syracuse Orange going to knock the Pitt Panthers from the level of the unbeatens tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think so. You know what's interesting about Syracuse is, you know, the past couple years, this is my third year here. You know, I really wasn't that interested in the football team because they weren't good. They were boring. They weren't entertaining. There was just nothing going for them. This year is completely different. And, you know, there's a few reasons. One, in the offseason, they completely cleaned house. They got a new head coach from Georgia in Fran Brown, who was known as the best recruiter in the country. They got a new offensive coordinator, a new defensive coordinator. And then, of course, they got the white whale in Kyle McCord, who I thought was very underappreciated at Ohio State. He went 11-1 last year. Only loss was at Michigan, barely, the team that went to win the national championship, and he ranked 8th in QBR. So Ohio State fans were quick to get rid of him. That's a guy we don't really get up here. So we were thrilled to get him, and he has been – Donnie, he's been as advertised. He's incredible, and he has not had a bad game this year. He's thrown for over 300 yards in every game this season, which already ties a Syracuse record. So this is a team that I think is better than their record says, and they're 5-1. They should have beaten Stanford a few weeks ago. So I checked right before I got on. Pitt right now, I believe, is a 4-point favorite, which is stunning. And I think people are really underestimating Syracuse, who I think is way better than people are letting on. So I think it's going to be a tough one tomorrow for Pitt.
Yeah, that didn't happen. Syracuse, as that was the voice of intern Dom, said, lost to Stanford. That was a home game, losing to Stanford. This just in, Stanford not very good. Yes, Syracuse beat UNLV, the 25th ranked team in the country, but that was the week that UNLV's quarterback transferred away. They beat NC State by 7. They beat Georgia Tech by 3. They were scraping by. It's why I said Pitt was going to win this game going away. One more thing from intern Dom, a Syracuse student. He said he hasn't been paying attention to the football team the last couple of years because they haven't been very good. If you don't pay attention to your teams when they're not good, you don't get to celebrate when they are good. Not that I think Syracuse is good, but you get what I'm saying, don't you? You can't be a bandwagon jumper. Oh, yay, Syracuse, they're 5-1, they're so good. I haven't paid attention to them the last couple of years, but now they got the white whale, Kyle McCord, now I love them. No, that's bad fanning. My team sucks right now. They're 3-4, West Virginia is. I'm going to root like hell for them every week because that's what fans do. If you're a Pitt fan that jumped off when they were 3-9 last year and you're on the bandwagon now, shame on you. If you're a Steelers fan and they're 7-7 last year and you say, ah, shoot, I ain't watching another one of their games and now they're 5-2 and you're jumping for joy, shame on you. That's bad fanning. The reason why 2013 was awesome for Pirates fans is because I know the TV ratings are always in the top 5. I know people listen on the radio. Pirates fans, they bleed it no matter what. So when 2013 came around, I don't think there was a lot of bandwagon jumpers. They were just people lying in wait, watching the games, maybe not going, but still caring. There was not empathy. I hate that. It is such a bugaboo for me when fans don't pay attention to their team when it's not good, and then they want to act like they've been there the whole time when they are good. Nah, F that. That sucks. Sorry, intern Dom, not sorry. And your team does suck. And Kyle McCord sucks. Although he's got his streak intact. 7 consecutive games now throwing for over 300 yards. A lot of that came in garbage time. But this ain't about Syracuse. This is about Pitt. Pitt fans, what's the goal now? Because I think if I would have told Yins that they would win 7 games this year, all y'all would be signing for it in blood. 3 wins last year. Hey, if they win 7, is that a successful season? I think every single Pitt fan, especially if I tell them that they beat WVU 2, I think they would say, yeah, I'll take it. I'll take 7-5. So how do you feel now? Is the rest of the season gravy? What are your expectations? Let's have a dialogue. 412-928-9370. That's the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I do think, of course, as things change, then expectations should change. And I think if this team were to lose the remaining 5 games, yeah, you'd be disappointed with the way that it started and the way that it would end. I don't see that happening, by the way. But the way I would look at it, and this is just me, and you could tell me if I'm wrong, because again, not a Pitt fan. If Pitt loses to SMU on the road, if Pitt loses to Clemson, they win the remaining games, they go 10-2. Yeah, it's going to hurt because you're not in the ACC championship, but aren't you still jumping for joy? Let me know. 412-928-9370. Mike in South Point's going to lead us off. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
You got it, man.
You know what? I'm going to tell you what. I think that winning the ACC is the first step. Making the playoffs is the second, and making the Final Four is the best. And if they get guy there, they had a really great season. That's
so,
all I can say about it.
So, Mike, you're telling me that they got to go to the Final Four for it to be a successful season?
No, I said that would be an exceptional season.
Okay. So, what will...
Winning the ACC should be the goal.
Let's say
anything above that is a gravy.
Let's say they don't win the ACC. Let's say they play for the ACC title. Is that a great year?
Yeah, that's a great year considering what last year was.
That's what I'm asking.
They did the whole team.
So let's say they win 10 games but don't go and play for the ACC championship. You still got to be satisfied, don't you?
Yeah, somewhat. You know, I'd be happy, but I wouldn't be exceptionally happy. You know, it'd be a great year for them. But I think the goal should be the ACC. I think they can beat Clemson. I think they can beat SMU.
You know what, Mike? They've even beat Clemson in years where Clemson won the national championship.
So I think that's a distinct possibility. you know, SMU is the old powerhouse of Roger Craig and Jim Kick. And
they ain't running the run and shoot, are they, Mike?
Nope. Right. I lived in Dallas during those days. They ain't all that great. So I think basically they ACC championship, playing for it would really be an exceptional season. Anything above that would be super great.
Thank you for the call, Mike, at 412-928-9370. The reason why I would take, if I were a Pitt fan, 10-2, it doesn't mean you're not shooting for the ACC championship or a college football playoff, obviously. The reason I would take 10-2, Eli Holstein is a freshman. Like, he's coming back. Now, I know Pitt fans are going to be scared. Oh, my gosh, is he coming back? Is he not coming back? Because someone's going to try to throw a bunch of money at him. Is someone going to throw a bunch of money at Cade Bell? Look, I've been told that unless Cade Bell leaves, Eli Holstein's staying. And even then, you just don't know. But Pitt's going to take care of Eli. Pitt probably already has, financially, taken care of Eli. He's a freshman. So you go 10-2 or something like that this year, even if you don't play for an ACC championship, knowing that he can be back, that's a hell of a year. What say you, Pitt fans? What's the goal? Is the season already gravy, or do you agree with Mike? You still need to achieve more. 412-928-9370. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll is brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com, where I've crystallized it down even further. Is Pitt's season already a success? After going 3-9 last year, 412-928-9370. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Now, it was a successful game. Pitt blows Syracuse out of the water. It was never close, never in doubt. One curious decision, though, we've got to talk about from Pat Narduzzi.
You know, Eli's going to be fine. We he's in there smiling, happy, you know, jumping around. So we'll be fine. You know, just out of precaution, kept him out. And at first we just thought he had dirt in his eye. So it was a little bit more than dirt, but he's fine and happy.
Man, they were playing with fire, weren't they? Eli Holstein gets nicked up late in the game. Here's what I tweeted at halftime. I said, were I Pat Narduzzi, I would let Holstein get a drive or two in the second half, then I'd put him on ice. So that's what happened. Eli Holstein got a couple of drives, but then they put him out there for a third drive. He gets hurt. Now, we just heard what Pat said there, that he's going to be okay, that he's fine. But I thought that was an unnecessary risk taken. There was no reason for Holstein to be playing in that fourth quarter. Now, he did throw the touchdown pass with 14:54 to go in the fourth. I'd have pulled him then. 12:54 to go in the fourth. It was 38-6. I get why he had to play in the second half. One, it's college football. Comebacks happen all the time. We all saw with our eyes Syracuse wasn't going to come back and win that game. But you're not pulling your starter at halftime. You're not doing that. Pitt has shown a propensity to come back this year, right? They did it against Cincinnati. They did it against West Virginia. That's college football. You don't want it to happen to you. So you play your guy. Plus, Holstein didn't play well against Cal. He really didn't play well in the first half against Syracuse. So you're going on six quarters there where he's not playing at his best. You want him to get into a rhythm. I totally would have put him back out there for the second half. But after he throws that touchdown with 6 seconds into the fourth quarter, I'm yanking him. So it seems like much ado about nothing. Seems like Holstein's going to be fine, but I thought that was bad process. Just about the only thing you can criticize Pat Narduzzi for this season. Forget about the game. This season, just about the only thing. And it looks like he got away with it. So again, much ado about nothing, but we're objective here on this show. As someone texted in, you've grown to love Pitt, Crowley. Admit it. You work with Pitt's number one fan, Doran. You praise Pitt for all they've done. You have a good relationship with the coach. Buddy, you got to admit you're a fan. I'm not. Maybe I'm just good at my job then, huh? Maybe I'm just objective. That's the job. I don't really root against them. I do for one game. Other than that, like, I just watch my team. I watch Pitt because it's my job. I enjoy watching college football. If they win, it doesn't ruin my Saturdays. So I'm going to look at it the way I look at the Steelers. Now, I root for the Steelers. But I'm going to look at it the same way. Just because I root for the Steelers doesn't mean I am not critical of them. And just because I don't wear emotions on my sleeve and cheer for Pitt doesn't mean I'm not going to call it the way I see it. 412-928-9370. All right, what are the expectations for Pitt now? Is it all gravy already having won four more games than last year? Let's go to Mark in Irwin. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, I'm good, man. How about you?
Not bad after last night, I'll tell you. But as far as expectations, they've more than met mine with seven. I think with the remaining five games, you know, they got SMU and Clemson, who they won't be favored in my opinion. Realistically, I think they're a 9-win team. If they win 10, I'm over the moon. I'm ecstatic about that.
I could totally see that viewpoint, Mark. And it doesn't mean that if they lose those games in the moment, you're not going to be disappointed. But I think when Pitt fans zoom out after the year, no matter what kind of happens from here on out, unless they would lose out, but they won't, I think Pitt fans are going to be really happy with this season. I think it's a perfect place to be, Mark, for Pitt fans.
Yeah.
You go 9-3,
absolutely.
You know what? Okay, it was a little disappointing down the stretch, but 9-3 with Holstein coming back, you're feeling real good.
Yeah, that's. I mean, he's done well. They had to keep him in. I think he needs the work, but you know, I also think that Nate Yarnell could do the job. I don't think there's much of a drop off. I know that's maybe heresy, seeing what Holstein has done so far this year, but I think Nate Yarnell would do pretty well.
You know what, Mark? I know when Tomlin talked about the quarterback battle, it was all nonsense. Like, Tomlin was always going to play Russ if and when Russ was healthy. But when Narduzzi and that staff were talking about that quarterback competition through the spring, as I understand it, it was neck and neck, and Yarnell did a really good job. Thank you so much for the call. Yeah, I think Yarnell's a decent enough college quarterback. But Holstein, he's flashed, and even more so, the special, right? He's been clutch. He does things other guys simply can't do. He won his first seven starts. That hadn't happened in a long time for Pitt. He's a freshman, special player. And I think he's going to have a hell of a college career. I think he's going to have a better career than Kenny. Is that blasphemous? You know, Kenny was third in the Heisman Trophy voting his final year at Pitt. The 3 years prior to that, 4 years prior to that were okay. I mean, average at times. Holstein's doing this as a freshman. Now, Kenny had that moment against Miami, that win against number two Miami as a freshman, but that was a blip, right? That was a game. Holstein's been really good all season, save the last, you know, eight quarters or so. I mean, he threw what should have been an interception on the opening drive last night. He threw what was an interception and just a horrendous roughing the passer call. Like, that was a bad call. Pitt won by 28. We can all admit that was a bad call. That was bad. He's thrown some balls this year that were fortunate to not be picked off. Now, the good has absolutely outweighed that, but he's got things to learn. Like I said, he's a freshman. Bob and Irwin next up. Hi, Bob.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, first of all, I want to let you know that you're a gentleman and scholar on your objectiveness. How's that?
Hey, I appreciate that, buddy. Seriously, it means a lot. Thank you, Bob.
I am a pick, Roger, and yeah, I believe that the season is a win right now. They've exceeded the expectations, and where I faulted in that 3-9 and all that, up until last night, I got to admit, I was not a Pat Narduzzi fan, but last night made me a Pat Narduzzi fan because his strengths are supposed to be defense, and you got to admit, that was by far the best defensive game we've seen at Pitt in a long time.
I mean, Bob, and thank you so much for the call. I got to run here. Doran and I have been talking about that. Like, this offense is really good. Again, it hasn't looked great for the last eight quarters. Last night's tough to judge because you're just not on the field very much, right? Like, Holstein wasn't out there a lot. And so, yeah, he almost threw that pick. He did throw the other one that got called back due to the roughing the passer. So what you did see wasn't exactly wonderful. Missed a guy who broke wide open, wasn't seeing the field at a particular moment. Like, we saw some not great things from Eli. But he didn't have a chance to get into a rhythm. The offense hadn't been great for the last two games. But Dorn and I had talked about Pat Narduzzi and this defense were going to get better as the season wore on because it always does under Narduzzi. And here's another thing I don't hear brought up all that much. Okay, they fired the offensive coordinator. You bring in Cade Bell. Narduzzi gets a lot of credit for that, as he should. He lost one of the best assistant coaches in all of college football in Charlie Partridge. One of the best. And they're 7-0. Not an easy thing to do. Continuity is important. Having that guy as a recruiter, as a coach, as a developer is important. And still they sit here at 7-0. Narduzzi right now should be the ACC's coach of the year. One more thing on the SMU contest. A caller brought it up. Penn State plays Ohio State next weekend. But it's Fox's big noon game, which means that the Fox pregame show is going to be there. Does that mean College Game Day won't be there? If College Game Day does not go to Penn State, Ohio State, I think it might go to Dallas for SMU Pitt, which would be really cool for Pitt fans. SportsCenter was here yesterday. Matt Barry, who I think does an awesome job as a play-by-play guy, and he's a SportsCenter anchor. They hosted SportsCenter from Pitt, and it was a big-time infomercial for Pitt. It's awesome when that stuff happens to your program. Might have another one coming up next weekend at College Game Day. We'll take more calls from Pitt fans coming up next at 412-928-9370. At the top of the hour, there was another football game last night and big ramifications in that one for the Steelers. So we'll get to that coming up at 7. You can tweet me at @_AdamCrowley, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills in about 10 minutes. Bad news for Steelers fans. They didn't play last night. The Rams did, and I got some bad news for you. Steelers are going to need to pivot. We'll talk about it. But we're talking about the undefeated 7-0 Pittsburgh Panthers, and I threw up a Twitter poll, @_AdamCrowley. Coming off a 3-9 campaign, is Pitt's season already a success? 93% of the voters right now saying yes, and I would have to agree. Doesn't mean you don't want more. Doesn't mean you don't want to play for an ACC championship. But let's say they don't. Let's say they wind up 9-3. Let's say they wind up 10-2. After the pain of those losses fades away, you'll zoom out. It'll be the offseason, and you'll go, holy cow, from 3 wins to 9? From 3 wins to 10? And Holstein's coming back? That's a hell of a damn year. Now, maybe you won't be doing that at all. Maybe they'll be 12-0. You don't know. They're going to be underdogs, you would think, at SMU. They're probably going to be underdogs at home to Clemson. Remind me, though, Pitt ever beat Clemson as an underdog? Yeah, a couple of times. So we'll see how this all plays out. But I'm in line with the voters there. I think you have to look at this as a rousing success to this point. And maybe it is all gravy. 412-928-9370. Jim in Greensburg. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning. Hey, just a comment.
Yeah.
I'm a 1983 Pitt alumni, and I'm sick and tired of you saying you're not a Pitt fan. I think you need to move to Morgantown and, you know, go on the sports show down there. You should be fired. That's my comment.
Oh, you
know, we're about Pitt. We're about Steelers, and people shouldn't be employed in this town if you're not a Pitt fan.
Yeah, that's
your comment. What's your comment?
Yeah, that's super lame, Jim. Do you think I've been unfair to Pitt at any point? Yeah, good, nice way to hang up. I get texts every day. Crowley, you're really a closet Pitt fan. Crowley, you love Dorn, and you love Bostic, and you love E.J. Borghetti, and you got a relationship-ish with Pat Narduzzi where he's come on the show and you guys have been friendly. You're probably a closet Pitt fan. If I were unfair to Pitt, I wouldn't have dozens of people texting and tweeting, you actually like the team. Not to mention, all my friends from Morgantown think I give Pitt too much love. So, Jim, with all due respect, buzz off, man. Pony went to Syracuse. Callis went to Waynesburg. Bechtold's a Penn State fan. Starkey doesn't have a dog in the Pitt fight. Molsey went to Penn State. So I guess nobody but Doran should have a show. And by the way, Doran knows how fair I am. So get the frig out of here. Pisses me off, frankly.
Crowley for Pitt. Yay!
I mean, you can agree. I'm objective. I'm absolutely objective when it comes to Pitt.
I'm going to keep my opinion away from this and just say you should be a Pitt fan.
A lot of people think I am one. I'll tell you, our guy Jim, though, pretty good year to graduate from Pitt. He saw a lot of winning. Graduate 1983, got to see some Marino. Unless he was on a seven-year plan, didn't get to see the national championship, but I'm sure that had a lot to do with him going to the University of Pittsburgh. All right, coming up next, Cooper Kupp. He caught a touchdown last night. I've had serious concerns about his injury history. I was wondering if he would ever be healthy this year. Well, he is healthy. That's the good news. The bad news, is he going to be available before the NFL's trade deadline? We'll get to that coming up next. But first, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 24 Silverado, 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms and conditions at sunchevy.com.